United States says that despite the Russian claim of pounding Daesh terrorists in Syria, that only a few of its airstrikes actually target the notorious militant group there. This sort of claim is naturally to be expected. Now, while it's true that there are other terrorist groups besides Daesh that Russia is moving against, the U.S. would, as a point of propaganda, make that claim no matter what. However, what is really missing from these statements, or rather what they are meant to communicate, is that Russia is somehow stepping outside of its mandate, that it is somehow doing something besides what it is claimed that it is going to do. This is an interesting, perhaps perverse use of the power of suggestion in psychology. Those not paying attention may believe that the U.S.'s gripes are based in some agreement being broken on the part of Russia, or that some actions by the Russians are being taken that are somehow outside of their mandate. To begin with, however, we must remember that the U.S.'s commentary is just that, it's commentary. They have no legal standing to call Russia to task on any of Russia's activities in Russia that are within the scope of international law. It is Russia, not the U.S., that has been invited by the legal government of the sovereign state of Syria to move against all terrorist groups, not just Daesh. And that's the key here, and that's why the U.S.'s commentary and its suggestions are so misleading. There are a number of various extremist terrorist groups operating in Syria. Russia moves against them, not based on some abstract hierarchy of most evil to least evil, but based upon concerns of military strategy and reconstruction of the society. Russia, working with Iran and other partners allied in this fight against Daesh and terrorism in Syria, and under the auspices of the Syrian government mandate, and that main mandate alone, are working to secure a broadening security areas of concern. These are of a tactical and strategic criteria. So while it's possibly true that only a third of Russian airstrikes in Syria are targeting Daesh, the other two-thirds target groups no less problematic than Daesh. The U.S., through its own state-managed propaganda arm, Reuters News, quoting its own anonymous officials, again, a questionable way to deliver a quote, wants to claim that imprecise attacks are forcing the population to flee, fueling Europe's refugee crisis. However, again, the U.S.'s attempts to change history and the chronology of events are blatant. The refugee crisis has partly an organic component, being the product of the war. This is not a war that Syria brought against itself, but a war brought to Syria by its foreign enemies. But this refugee crisis was also in part coordinated by the U.S. and the Turkish government. Many of these refugees had for a long time already been refugees in neighboring states, and the U.S. coordinated with EU states to stage this massive influx by guaranteeing visas suddenly, overnight, en masse, right at the time that they expected the Russian campaign to begin. The funny thing here was the Russians faked them out, signaling they would begin the campaign before they did. So the U.S. attempt to manipulate this failed. What essentially happened is that the U.S. thought that they would claim that as a result of Russian bombing, this refugee crisis had begun. They would then begin to say that Russian targets were not of a military nature, but were imprecise and were hitting civilian targets. However, the Russian campaign started several weeks after they had signaled that it would. And so the refugee crisis, which was, of course, partly staged in terms of the allocation of visas to refugees en masse, occurred weeks and weeks before the Russian campaign even began. This really exposes what had been planned. And so it is really cynical and really dishonest when the U.S. claims that it is Russian bombing that has fueled the refugee crisis, when in fact it is through the Russian campaign that we will begin to see the end of the refugee crisis and, in fact, the humanitarian crisis of the whole region at large.